Supervisor Hopkins, can you tell us about sea otters and why they are so important to Sonoma County?
So sea otters are what is known as a keystone species, and it's actually really important to have them for the health of our offshore kelp forest. And so we actually held a sea otter summit in Sonoma County in partnership with Greaton Rancheria and Kashaya, and we are really excited to be partnering with both Kashaya as well as Sea Otter Savvy and the Marine Mammal Center to bring an event to Sonoma County on September 3rd.
And what will happen at this event?
So it's going to be really fun. There are going to be educational opportunities to learn about sea otters. We're actually going to be having a sea otter sort of sand, castle carving contest. And so it's all going to be happening between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And then the sandcastle contest will be happening at 11 o'clock.
All right. Excellent. Is it viable to have sea otters reintroduced here to Sonoma County?
So it actually is, and there was a report that came out a couple of years ago, which is how we started the conversation in Sonoma County, and it actually was sort of tracking and reviewing different reintroduction efforts. One of the biggest challenges is where sea otters currently are, right? You know, you think about Monterey, right? They hang out in rafts there, right offshore, in the kelp beds. In between there and here, there is basically a great white shark desert that has extremely high mortality rate for those sea otters to try to actually repopulate north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And so the idea is actually to assist them in that effort of, you know, relocation and to actually bring populations up north so that they could then spread really from, you know, Northern California, everywhere north of the Golden Gate Bridge, up through Oregon and reestablish their historic population. We actually used to have thousands of sea otters in Bodega Bay alone. They were all, sort of exterminated, essentially. They were all, harvested, killed, processed for their pelts, really, when the Russians arrived and established the settlement at Fort Ross.
And so by reintroducing sea otters, are there things that we can do to make sure they don't end up as shark food?
That is a great question. That's why scientists are actually currently conducting an analysis of where the best locations would be. And they have actually found historically that sea otters tend to do better when there are, you know, opportunities like bays, coves, estuaries. And so people are actually taking a close look at Bodega Bay itself. That's a potential place that could offer, you know, sort of a safe harbor, right, away from those roving large great white sharks.
All right. Very good. And the sea otters, they're definitely coastal. They're not the ones that come into like little streams, because I saw one in Healdsburg years ago and I was like, what is an otter doing in a creek in Healdsburg?
Yes, we do have river otters here. And actually, believe it or not, shortly after our sea otter summit, there was a lone male that was sort of spotted off of Bodega Head. And so, occasionally you'll have one single one sort of drift up here, but we've never had the opportunity to reestablish a population. And the benefits that they provide in terms of depressing the urchin population, which in turn improves the health of our kelp forests, it could really, really support our offshore marine ecosystems here and bring us back into balance.
That's excellent. And one more time, how can people find out more information about this event that you're doing?
So you can check, actually, the County of Sonoma's social media. We also have it in our email newsletter. It's up on the county website. And as a reminder, it is September 3rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. out at Doran Beach. And the Sea Otter Sand Sculpture Competition will be taking place at 11 a.m. It should be really fun, especially if anyone has, you know, younger kids who aren't in school yet and is looking for a fun thing to do on September 3rd.
Very good. Thank you so much for your time, Supervisor.
Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. Take care.
That is Supervisor Linda Hopkins.